help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
All right, Natalie, Jessica, and we've got Oscar, Ivy, and Gus Gus,
yes.
Three kitties.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Should we release them?
We tried once. So, all of them?
I don't know.
Why not? Let them go.
Okay,
let them go. We got helpers in here today.
Yeah,
so. We have handlers.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We got three kitties.
We'll just see how they are for a little bit. And then
they're barely 3 months old. Right?
Yeah. How old?
They're 10 to 12 weeks old. And so we had the two tuxedos are boys, and then the wee little tort is Ivy, the only female in the litter. And they are rambunctiously fun little kittens. I'll tell you that. They love to explore and get into everything.
Oh, boy. They want to jump.
They do want to jump. He's thinking about it.
And climb on your gear over there.
Oh, yeah, on the board.
See, there he goes again.
I'm not supposed to ask which is which, so.
Okay, and then he did. Okay, you did what didn't. Yeah.
Well, that's Ivy.
Oh, look out, yeah, look
we
out,
know that
look
this
out.
Is Ivy, and then the boys, Gus Gus, and Gus Gus's brother, Oscar, they look the same.
Their okay. markings and their little toe beans and everything are almost identical.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they are. I yeah. looked in, I thought there were two, but then
so
there
you might
were three.
Just adopt them together.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
That way you can
make sense that way.
Love
just take
cats.
Them both.
This is your chance right
I know.
Now.
And then how we actually tell them apart is their microchip.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
okay.
have a microchip scanner at work.
Good. It's the last one, I think.
Yeah. We did.
So, yeah.
If you are interested in adapting one, two, or three, you can step out to the shelter at 4550 Fosteria Avenue here in Findlay. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 12 to 5, and Saturday, 12 to 3. You can also visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. And right now, a cat adoptions are $30. Cat and kitten adoption.
Oh, Rex threw him. He just chucked Ivy off the
couch. He decided to jump. I'm sorry.
She was like, damn.
We're gonna have to edit that video. Okay, I'm going to say, that's what you get for asking their names, Rex. That's what you call instant karma.
Poor Ivy cat. Paid the price.
Oh
yes. Yes, she did. If you are interested, you can visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. Look, they're resilient. Resilient
kids. Yeah,
they're
like, what's going on? This is number two.
Didn't mind it at all.
Oh, my gosh. And this one, they're like walking a tightrope, like on the edge of the desk.
Wet Nose Wednesday, thanks to Legacy Country Corner, three kitties in the studio, and they need to go. Oh, look at
Ivy's back for more.
I try to catch, but they're so fast.
They are super fast.
They are super fast.
And right now we nearly have 200 pets at the shelter.
Oh my gosh.
We are very, very full.
Very full.
So yeah, if you are interested in even fostering, please, you know, reach out to us. If you know, I do say we almost have 200 pets. They're not all available for adoption yet.
Mm.
Some, you know, have to work through the system. But if you are interested in something specific, just fill out an application and let us know what you're looking for.
Very good. We have fireworks, of course, the next several days.
Yes.
So we want to keep our pets in mind. What can we do?
Please keep your pets indoors. If you're having people come over, make sure that they're in a secure space. That way they can't just run outside. During actual fireworks, I do not recommend having your pets outside with you.
No.
Even if you have a fenced backyard, it's amazing how they can get out. They can find a way out if they are scared. So please keep that in mind. Make sure you have an updated picture of them on your phone. If you do have them out, or if you're having people in and out, make sure they're wearing something like their license, if they're a dog, or a collar, if they're a cat.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be a breakaway collar for a cat.
Okay.
So.
Natalie, Jessica, we got Ivy, Oscar, and Gus.
Yes.
This morning, we may post that video. I don't know. Hancock County Humane Society, and thanks to a Legacy Country Corner, Wet Nose Wednesday.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.